Charlie, what is it going to take to fix this for you? What will make you feel better, Charlie? Tell the lady.
I want weed.
You see, he want. This is all. It's the only thing.
We don't have weed, sir, and we won't do 40% off of a weed.
I really don't.
Give me a guess.
How many rings?
What's your name?
I really don't know how many rings you have, but how may I help you?
There were too many rings. Is the answer.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick.
All right, starting again here. Our leader on the mic. Friday, December 26th. It's one day after Christmas. This is our first show since... Wow, when was our last show? December something or another. Who's here with me? Milkman's on mute. Let me unmute Milkman. Milkman has turned off his mic. No Milkman. Good. I like it better when Milkman isn't talking. Because he makes me angry at myself inside. And I do bad stuff to myself after the show. Because of how angry Milkman makes me. No video feed for the time being. The cameras have been damaged as a result of our last live show, which is a week from yesterday. A week ago yesterday was when it was. It was what it was. Am I able to talk about it? No, not for the time being. But if you go to madhouselive.com, you can get more synopsis as what happened. Well, I mean, I could tell you, basically. I'm saving it for the next Thursday show, which will probably be on New Year's Day. I expect to do a show on New Year's. So watch out for that. My mic is too hot. Bring that down a little bit. There we go. Alrighty then. So if you want to call in today, you can. If you're out there, I don't even think there's many people listening. We're not on Syndicate because I have some white women on there dancing and making too much noise. I hate that stuff. He's over there, oh, look at me, I'm dancing, stupid. I'm going to play music and dance, that's much better than Carlito doing prank calls. Lonesome Loser said he'd be around, he'll try to check in with us soon. On the line now, we're going to put in Hollywood.
Hollywood, what's going on, man?
Waka waka waka.
Waka woo, it's good to hear from you, bro.
Good to hear from you, too.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for welcoming me back. I appreciate that. I wanted to do a show last night, but it just didn't work out. Didn't have enough time to connect everything back up to snuff. But at least I'm trying to do something now. I don't have many numbers, really. What are you doing? Are you at work today, or what's up with you?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Easy.
Yeah, I got to work both places tonight, so...
Wow. I went by, and I told you about this, but I went by a Blockbuster Video yesterday, and it was packed, like every single, I didn't go in, but drove by the one in my parents' hometown, and dude, every single parking space was taken. I was like, wow, people love renting movies. Yeah,
I worked. I worked Christmas Eve.
Right.
I tell you what, I opened, and holy crap, dude, we did over $5,000 before noon, and we opened at 10.
Wow. And all those people are going to be returning to those movies, what, in 3 days, 4 days? How do you guys do it over there?
Well, they just changed ours. You need to rent it for 1 day or for 5 days. They've changed prices and everything. They're doing some kind of a beta test in our store, so.
Right.
It's crazy.
It makes more sense. Like, I used to rent movies, you know, in the 90s, when they first opened a Blockbuster in my town, and I went, I was like, why would anybody want to rent a movie for 4 days? Like, I remember the first one I rented was Home Alone, actually. It was Christmas. And my dad said, let's go to the new Blockbuster, you know, and this is like 1992, maybe. I remember we rented it, and we had it for 4 days. Like, Dad, I'm not used to it. Back then, you know, when you had the mom-and-pop places, you rented it for 20... You rented it until 7 p.m. the next day, basically, depending on when you... And then if you got it on a Saturday, it was a bonus, because Sunday you get to keep it, and you just had to turn it in Monday. So Saturday was always the busiest day, because you get that.
Right.
You got to keep the movie for an extra day. And then Blockbuster came around, I was like, what... But now it's commonplace. You expect to be able to keep a movie for 4 days, I suppose.
Yep.
But much cheaper to do it for 1 day, which makes more sense. I'm presuming, did you notice, were there a lot of people renting Blu-ray DVDs for the new Blu-ray players at all?
We actually sold quite a few Blu-ray players that day.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, I told you we're selling, like, consumer product stuff now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. That's, we sold three Wii's that day, three Wii bundles.
Wow.
Couple Blu-ray players, lots of, we sold lots of Blu-ray, actual CDs themselves.
Yeah.
DVDs, I mean.
Right, yeah, I was expecting people wanted to pick up on those, especially the ones that just got one for Christmas, a lot of PlayStation 3s. Apparently the numbers are in, man, and it's not good for the retail industry. I think they said it was down 4.4%, I think, as a whole, for Christmas. None of the retail, electronics, luxury items, jewelry, everything went down. Nothing went up, and I think online sales went down 2%, as a matter of fact. They were expecting that to actually grow, went down 2%. So definitely a sign that we're, if there's any doubt, we definitely are in a recession. I don't see how you can not think that we're in a recession, but there it is. Whatever. Well, let's see what I got here. I need to go into the Lonesome Loser logs, because he's not, he's up, he's around, but he's not confirming it. He'll probably join us here soon. Send him a message to let him know. Oh, also, I caught up the podcast, man.
Yeah, I'm actually editing down December 11th. I've got all the Recluse done. I'm working on the one that Mr. C called in on.
Oh, really?
Right now, so, yeah.
Okay, cool. I didn't notice you didn't have... I guess, yeah, you didn't have those December 11th calls. I didn't even notice that. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Cool deal.
Once I get that caught up, I think I have everything else caught up and ready to go that are already up there.
Right. Yeah, there's the neighbor getting... The neighbor's getting dropped off in a taxi. You know what happened last night, huh? I'm watching from here. Yeah, someone got a little liquored up last night, spent the night somewhere. Interesting. All right, well,
office party.
Yeah, I don't think there were office parties last night. God, I hate office parties. Did you have an office party there where you work now at the print machine?
No.
You don't do that stuff? Good. Good for you.
Nope. Yeah.
Good for you. Blockbuster, where they give you a 10-cent bonus for the night? Something like
No, they actually gave us 30% off.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Anything we bought, yeah.
Cool. All right, I got to find the Lonesome Loser log here and see what we can find. I'm thinking we need to call do some returns.
Yeah.
You know, we got to return some equipment, like good Best Buy, stuff like that. You know they're packed right now. People just flooding them because it's a Friday and it's the day after Christmas, you know.
Right.
And
I went to Walmart this morning on the way and there were people. There was a huge line already at 5:30.
Oh, God.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's one of those. She bought me a shirt that was too small. I told her, Mom, you know, I don't fit in that size. Why do you always buy them? She said, oh, well, it looked big. It's like there's no such thing as a shirt looking big. A 1X is a 1X. You got to get Carlito a 2X until he gets extra diabetic or something and loses some more weight. I don't know. I've been losing. I've lost 13 pounds. In the last 3 weeks. I'm taking it slow, but I'm doing it. I'm trying to lose a total of 30 by the wedding, which I doubt is going to happen. That's on May 30th. Yeah, cool. All right, the Lonesome Loser log is loading up here. It takes a long time to load up. It's an Excel spreadsheet. I last updated it on April 10th of 2008. And then I'm also going to pull up just Google, you know, business search, Google Maps.
Yeah, well, you know who you should call.
What's that?
Do you remember that guy that just wrote the book? He kept hanging up on us.
That wrote the book. The UFO guy?
No, he was an old actor.
An old actor.
It was Timmy from Lassie.
Oh yes.
What was that guy's name? Remember he kept hanging up on us.
Or he kept pressing buttons on us too. Remember, it's like beep 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 beep, and he hang up. It's
yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember his name?
Oh, what is his name? Isn't it? It's not Tim. It's Timmy was his character's name.
Yeah.
I know Nunu sent it to me. Let me look in those logs here.
Well, Nunu's here. Who was that, Nunu?
Yeah, Nunu's here. That's right. Nunu, let us know. Nunu says I wear a fat bastard size. Thank you, Nunu. Appreciate that. Much love for you. In my time of sadness and need, he resorts to name calling as always. The very professional Nunu. looking for
John
the damn
Provost.
Provost, right? Yeah, it was
Provost,
a Provost was the last name, I believe.
Let me get to his website because he had something scheduled for January.
All right. Okay.
And we can call from that. I think I'd actually found. Let me see if I can find that number. You do something else while I try to find this number. How's that?
Yeah, I'm looking for numbers to call. Period. Here. Let me see if I find Provost.
There we go. That's what the Golden Kennel Club, dog.
The Golden Kennel Club.
Golden Cow Palace. Yeah. So, and they're in San Francisco, California. Let me get their phone number so we can spoof them. And then we tell them, hey, man, we understand you're gay, so we're going to have to cancel your show.
Yeah, John Provost is the guy, actually. I got it here. The guy from Lassie. I don't have his phone number, though. You just got to look for it. He'll find it. I'm sure he's got it there somewhere. He's got a whole dossier on the guy. I'm also going to look for Walmart here. I'm going to fight their return policy. I want to fight people's return policies, basically, is what I'm really aiming to do. Let me pull up maps.google.com. And what city should we target? What's earliest? It's 8 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast still. So I say we hit Seattle. Aren't they being hit by a good snowstorm also? Aren't they kind of frozen in?
I think so.
All right. Cool. So let's go. Let's. We're going to zoom in on Seattle, Wah. All right, we've got that zoomed in, and I'm going to look for Walmart near Seattle, Washington. How do you spell Walmart? W-A-L-M-A-R-T. It's supposed to have a star in the middle. Okay, here we go. And Renton, we got Renton, Washington, on Rainier Avenue, Walmart. And they have a low rating. They said the someone's rated them here on Google. The interaction with assistant manager Sharon was quite possibly the worst experience I've ever had. Awesome. So we should complain about Sharon, the assistant manager, while we're at it.
Okay.
Here's a review. Actually, look, someone left this review on Google under this Walmart store. This is how people get so into this. Look at this. The worst, she gave me the wrong information, wasting 45 minutes of my time, and it tells me to click for more. I just don't feel about it. Someone else says, shopping at this Walmart is a really bad experience. Manager who I was dealing with was absolutely unaware what was going on. That was posted here last September. All right, so let's call about Sharon and say that she refused to return something for something or another. We'll make something up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let me find.
Can it be your son in the background?
Yeah, you can. Well, I'm thinking, what can I return? What's something like? I want to do a ridiculous, you know, return request.
Really small. Like, hey, we need to return some candy.
Right, I want to return some candy, and I'm
candy
looking.
Bar that was out of date.
Right, and then if you give me a 30% discount on a Wii, and then we'll put the return on the candy towards that, and just see if they give me an offer 45% off, so I'll keep it quiet that they didn't sell me rancid candy that could have killed my son.
I'm gonna send you the phone number for the Cow Palace what's his name's gonna be.
Okay, all right, cool.
The actual phone number, I'm going to paste it to you.
All right, cool. I see that. Yeah, I see that you sent your, I think it's flashing me already. Our new news working on it also, so all right.
Yeah, cool.
Let me get the...
That's where he's going to be visiting.
Okay, all right. Hang on, everybody. Let's do that. We'll be right back with the first call of the afternoon, or the morning, as it were, calling a Walmart.
Thank you for calling your Walmart.
Hello.
All right, Celeste, how can I help you?
Hello, ma'am. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. I have a problem. I need to speak with whoever's over that manager, Sharon. You know who Sharon is?
Yeah.
Sharon refused a return on me, and she accused me of being a piece of trash. Who is over Sharon over there?
That would be the store manager. When was this today?
I'd rather not speak to entry-level people at this point. Like you.
You're not speaking to an entry-level person, but I could get you to see...
A manager, or are you, a team leader or something?
No, I'm a department manager.
Yeah, I'm not looking for a department, man. I'm looking for someone more...
Okay, I'm not trying to speak to you at all. I'm trying to get you somebody to help. I'm asking you, was that today that you're referencing to?
Perhaps it was.
You're just repeating
the same information over and over. Do you wear a pantsuit, or what do you wear? Like a green vest, your green vest or blue vest? I got 38 minutes of phone card juice.
I got plenty. I'll send you mine. You have my number still?
I've got somewhere, yeah.
I just charged it.
Charge. Hey, man, don't bring up charges, okay? Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, well, we'll see if this picks up here anytime soon. Let me do, sometimes I do a thing where I call back with the on hold still, and I'll say this is taking too long. Let me see if I can do that quick enough here. Give me a moment, everybody. I'm good.
This is Assistant Manager Lena. How can I help you?
This is who?
Assistant Manager Elena, how can I help you?
Are you okay? Because you answered, like, this is a... Or what's going on? Is there drinking involved?
No, sir.
Is what were you up to?
I can help you with?
Are you... I mean, are you qualified? Do you wear a blue vest or what color?
We don't wear vests in our stores anymore, sir.
Oh, you don't?
Something I can do to help you.
Ave Maria.
No, we haven't for about a year.
Oh, well, excuse me. I'm not expert Walmart person. All I know is that they have bad service. That's all I know about. That's my only expertation on Walmart. Is the bad service that they give.
Okay. Is there something I can help you with, sir?
We bought some Christmas candy for my son, and it was expired. It looks like it's on the date, it says 2007. So I don't know how this got in the cart and how it got purchased. The next thing I know, my son hurt his mouth because it was so hard. I came in and I said I wanted to return it, and this assistant manager like you, some person like you, came up to me and said, oh, well, we don't have any proof, and you don't have this proof, and you don't have the money, and you don't have the papers, and all this stuff. So I said, plain and simple, either you give me a 40% off a Nintendo Wii and put the candy money towards the credit on it, or I'm going to go to Bob Morton.
We don't do 40% off of anything for anything like that.
My mouth is bleeding again.
It's okay, honey.
We can definitely do a product liability, which goes through that manufacturer.
I can call Bob Morton and tell him the story. I'm personal friends with Bob Morton on the TV.
And that's fine, sir. That's fine.
He'll come down there with a news crew. He'll put you on TV, and they'll close the Walmart.
If that's what you'd like, sir.
Do you people
that's your right.
Your company, you've got some fly-by-night operation company there that's here 1 minute, gone the next. And all it's going to take is one lawsuit to close the company down completely, this fly-by-night operation store, as you call it, whatever it is you want to call it. I'll tell Bob Morton, he'll come down there with the TV crew, and they have yellow Nextels and everything like that.
Okay, sir.
So
if that's what you'd like. I can do a product liability claim, sir. We don't make the products. We just sell them. That's what we do.
Well, no, but you sold it expired. There's a date on it that said it's expired.
Sir, like I said, it will return it, but I'm not giving you 40% off a Nintendo Wii. We don't do that. That's not something we do.
I'll tell you
That's
what.
That's not something our company does.
You can keep the money for the candy if you just give us the 40% off the Wii. We'll call it even.
We're not going to give you 40% off of a Wii, sir. That's not going to be part of any deal.
All right, then I have a receipt here, and you're refusing to return. You're refusing it, and I have a receipt.
No, I will return your candy, sir. There's no problem with that.
Yeah, but I have
no issue with that.
What about my kid and his mouth?
I will do a product liability, sir. That's how we handle it.
Listen, Charlie.
Does it.
Charlie, what is it going to take to fix this for you? What will make you feel better, Charlie? Tell the lady.
I want a Wii.
You see, it's the only thing.
We don't have Wii, sir, and we won't do 40% off of a Wii. So that's the bottom line on that. I'm sorry, your son wants a Wii.
Do you have the Nintendo DS? Is that something else that you have there?
Sir, we will not do a deal like that, sir.
Well, I'm going to tell Bob Morton, and you're going to lose your job. They're going to close the store forever and ever. And how many people work there? They're going to lose their jobs. It's all because of you. You're a bad manager.
Okay.
Is there a man I can speak to?
Is there a man you can speak to?
Yeah, because I'm not getting anywhere with you, woman. So I thought maybe a man, you know.
I don't think a man would do any different, but all we have is female managers in the building.
That's the problem. There you go.
For female.
That's the problem right there.
Okay, so if that's the problem, I'm sorry.
Right. So
is there anything else I can do for you?
You can let me know who's really in charge. Who's the man, the actual male that's there, the alpha male.
Who's the man?
The alpha male.
The man?
The alpha male, I said.
Hold on a second.
You should touch my wee-wee. That...
Let me get the music here again. Hey, you talk as a kid the whole time then.
Okay.
Just say your daddy gave you the phone, he went to use the bathroom.
What'd you call me? What was my name?
Charlie.
Charlie
Stewart.
Stewart. Okay. What's my dad's name?
I don't know.
You didn't give it, did you?
Charlie the First.
Oh, okay.
You're Charlie Jr.
Okay. You call me CJ.
This is taking too freaking long.
Don't worry, I'll edit it down in post.
I'm hearing her music. I don't think she has this on hold. This is not fair. There should be specific hold music.
There it is.
Now she put it. She was listening the whole time. I'm getting ready to terminate the call here. And 3, 2, 1.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, that didn't work. How about we just have the kid call a different Walmart and like haggle for a return?
Okay.
Tell him you got the Nintendo Wii and you want to return it for PlayStation 3. Yeah, all right, cool. So, yeah, my son needs to talk to you. I don't understand this stuff. He starts talking about this stuff. It's a different language. You know how it is. Oh, okay. All right, we're going to call Walmart in Seattle. Straight up Seattle, like downtown Seattle. They got a Walmart there. Beautiful. Calling Walmart in Seattle, where it's now 8:22 a.m., the day after Christmas. Hurry up, Vaughn. Might have to do a redial. Nothing but silence. Maybe they got snowed in. I think they did.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, we'll try Bremerton, Washington instead then. Bollocks. Well, finally.
Hung up on.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from you.
Nope. They got two reviews of that store, too. Baseball gloves. That's all it says. That's a great review. The familiar smiley face representing the world's largest retailer stands for dependability. What the heck? Someone did a weird review here. They're talking leaps and bounds of Walmart. Okay, who else can we call? If we're having no luck with Walmart, here's a number. I got another Walmart in Linwood. Who else can we call? We said Best Buy, Circuit City. They're going to be busy
too. Best Buy will be the one. Oh, yeah, they'll be real busy.
Let's try Best Buy. They're so mean and asshole-ish over there sometimes. We should ask for the Geek Squad.
Yeah.
Tell them I dropped the TV that I got for Christmas and I needed to come return
it. You dropped the TV in the bathtub and it won't work now.
I was trying to install it in the bathroom and it fell in the tub and it was turned on. Or I was trying to put it over a saltwater fish tank and it hurt the fish. Two of them fried. They're $100 fish. Yeah, there we go.
Right, they killed them.
Yeah, all right. This one's in Seattle, Washington also. Let's stay away from there because I think the phone lines to Seattle are cut or something. So we're going to try Tukwila, Washington, Best Buy. They're in the South Center Parkway Plaza, it says here. Let's do that right now, folks. One moment. Let's play more music.
Home of the Geek Squad.
Yeah.
For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. To speak to a Geek Squad agent, press 4. If you know the...
Nerd Squad.
Just keep calling that. The Dork Squad.
The Loser Squad.
Come on.
I'm calling the Cheek Squad. Who's that there, Nerd Squad?
They're not that busy.
Yeah, the Geek Squad can be. They're probably out there trying to sell monster cables.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Tukwila. Home.
Hello?
This is Shammy. Hello?
Shay, hi. Is this that Geek Squad over there?
No, this is Sammy up at the help desk.
Big Sammy. Hold on a second. Is this Big Sammy? Yeah. Hey, Sammy, how you doing, old girl? Hello.
I'm great. How are you?
Put me through to that geek squad over there. We got a big mess that they caused, and I'm going to speak to someone right now. I want to speak to
All right, hold on a second.
Person. I like calling girls big. They always love that. Samantha's a girl, a name for a fat girl, anyway. Nunu wants us to call Sonny Landham.
That poor guy.
That old fuck. Remember we called him, telling him we were going to have him die in a movie?
Yeah.
And he had just had quadruple bypass. He had just had a quadruple bypass. And I said, what did it sound like when you know, he's like, ugh. I was like, yeah, that's it. That's what we're looking for, yeah. Like, we just want you to die in the first 10 minutes of the movie of a heart attack. He's like, and coincidentally enough is exactly what had happened to him a few weeks before. Didn't die of it, but he had the 1,000 knives of fire.
Yeah.
As I like to call it. That's what Homer Simpson called it. I got that from The Simpsons. When Homer Simpson is like, you ever have the feeling of 1,000 knives of fire? Like, yeah, I think you might want to go to a hospital, sir. No, I'm alright.
Come on.
Ah, oh, Jesus. It's fucking geeks. It'll ring to the front desk again eventually.
Yeah. That's what you're doing. Stuff.
Oh, man. I wish I had more than two lines I could unite at the same time, because I'd call another Best Buy. If I had a Skype line, you can do up to, like, 8 people at once.
Really?
Yeah, and my cell phone I can, too. My cell phone, through T-Mobile, I can do up to 8 parties at one time.
How'd you do it with the, those calls? You did some calls on that before. You didn't have anybody on them, did you?
Ted was calling in. He had Skype, and so did,
okay.
And then I would join people up, and then someone else would also. Turbergo had Skype also, so we could have up to like 17 people at one time. We got up to 10 at one point. We had 10 Walmarts on the line at one time.
Thank you for calling Turbola Geek Squad. This is Paul.
Is this the Geek Squad, sir?
Yes, it is.
What? Okay, first of all, you know how many rings I counted before someone picked up? It's preposterous.
How can I help you today?
Give me a guess how many rings I came through first.
How can I
answer my question is how you can help. How many rings did it take, do you think?
I really don't.
Give me a guess.
How many rings?
What's your name?
I really don't know how many rings you had, but how may I help you?
There were too many rings is the answer. Now, you people came in, and I asked you specifically to put the television in a certain space in my house, in my bathroom space, and they refused to do it. So on Christmas Day, I went, me and my son, we tried to put it up in the bathroom like we wanted. It fell down because you people did a poor installation. The hooks didn't hang onto the wall. It fell down into the fish tank with the water inside of it, and now it's damaged. And I need someone to come out here and pick it up and return a new one, bring it with them already. I don't want any time lost.
Definitely, I understand. So let me get you the phone number to basically our dispatch center, because I don't do anything in-home.
Well, wait a minute now. What is your job there, sir? What do you do? Do you just give phone numbers out? Are you a secretary?
No.
My son's on. Hey, Charlie, get this. Look at the secretary woman on the phone here giving us another number to call.
Sir, I'm going to hang up on you.
What is happening, Daddy?
In about 2 seconds.
My son thinks you're a woman. He probably, if he saw you, think you're his mommy or something. Hey, Charlie, mommy's on the phone. Listen to mommy, that stupid bitch mommy again, trying not to do her job.
Why are you calling that? You always call that, Daddy.
Sir, give me your ID number, please.
To place a call, press 1.
They know they take too long to answer the phone there. I call them out on it. I'm like, fuck you.
Care.
One time, I'm going to, in 1999, it was in 2000, actually, for Christmas. Oh, 99, Christmas 99. My parents, they asked me, what do you want? And I said, it was when CD burners were first starting up. They were just finally getting affordable. And I said, Mom, get me a CD burner. She's like, okay. She goes to Best Buy, and she asked them for a CD burner, and they talked her into getting a hard drive instead. She had no idea, so she gets a hard drive. So I call back the day after Christmas, and I'm like asking, I'm just calling to see if they have any CD burners available, so my mom can go and return it. And it rings for like 20 times, and finally somebody picks up, and it's a guy who was standing around, like a shopper. And he said, it's because some shopper picked it up. Literally, it's like this redneck sounding guy. I was like, yeah, I just got tired of hearing, the phone ring, so I picked up the phone. I was like, oh shit, is it busy? He's like, yeah, man, I've been standing here to check out for a long time in the computer section, and no one comes to help me, so I'm just going to answer the phone. And all of a sudden, I hear a guy saying, what are you doing back here? Don't come back here. Don't touch that. And he got on the phone, and was angry at me. So then I asked him the same. I was like, how long does it take to answer the phone there? And that guy, he's like, both of you don't come down here. You know, we're going to have you trespass and this and that. That was funny. Yeah, but this guy, he like picked up the phone, and he went behind the little desk, you know, and picked up the phone. And
that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you're awesome. You rock. Yeah, that's the best buy in Daytona Beach, as a matter of fact. They're fucking assholes there. Anyway, so we had fun with it. Any other ideas of stuff we could do?
Well, Nunu's always saying, call Sonny Landham.
All right, and I got his number here. Nunu, Sonny Landham called for genocide against Arabs in July of 2008. Referred to them as ragheads.
Ragheads.
Wow, man.
Maybe we should be calling from Mitch McConnell's office.
We should be calling from the Arab Anti-Defamation League or something.
Yeah.
All right, do we have Sonny Landham's number? Nunu, you need to give me Landham's number here. All I have... Oh, no, here we go. Yeah, brand new number for Sonny Landham. Awesome. Okay. You want to take that, Hollywood?
Sure.
Oh, man, I'm eating these Pringles. They're extreme Pringles, smoking hot ranch. They are so strong that my stomach just feels like ranch. Feels like a big vat of... Yeah, I don't eat stuff like that, but I got it for Christmas. Yeah, anyway, here we go. Sonny Landham, everybody. If you don't know who he is, go to imdb.com. Sponsor the next 10 minutes of the show. Thank you, everybody.
All the phone lines crashed again. I got a feeling that I'm being tracked still here. I might be monitored right now. Because every time this happened again, all the lines just went out on us. Hello? Fucking bullshit. Now Athena's calling now. Oh, I want you to bring me lunch. Damn it. And that's not only bringing her lunch now. Now I gotta bring lunch for everybody in the damn place that she works at. She had to open her mouth. She's like, oh, where are you? I said, where do you want me to go? She's like, Wendy's is over here. Okay, cool, I can do that. And they got Starbucks next door. I was like, yeah, I know, Starbucks is next door, right? What do you want, an iced coffee? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, someone in the back was like, me too. And she's like, does anybody else want anything? And they all start rattling off orders for coffee things. Now I got to go to Starbucks in the drive-thru and ask for like 5 different drink orders and have them make it and then put them all in a carrier. And I got to go next door to Wendy's now and take them lunch. Great. Just beautiful. Damn it. I got to wait for her to call back with her order. Then we'll play some prank calls, you know? Hollywood should be calling in also soon.
Well, can you get here before 1:30? Is that possible?
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
Thank you.
Can I get there at 1:30? Would that be permissible? Or 1:20, 1:15-ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
The sooner the better, but you're doing this as a favor.
Yeah. All right, so what am I getting? Give me the order. Please.
Okay, for me, I want a large sugar-free vanilla iced coffee.
Large SF vanilla iced coffee, okay.
And I think it's either a number 5 or a number 6. It's like a grilled chicken sandwich combo.
Okay.
Ah, the phone's ringing.
Oh, my God.
Can I call your... wait. Okay. Melissa, what do you want from McDonald's?
Hurry up, Melissa.
Double cheeseburger with only mayonnaise, ketchup, and pickle.
Mayonnaise, ketchup, and pickle.
And a medium fry.
She shouldn't be eating that. She's going to get fat. Medium fry. Okay. What else?
Andrea, do you want anything? A number one.
Number one? With? Yeah. I'll give her number one.
Vanilla iced coffee.
Vanilla iced coffee?
Yeah.
Not sugar-free, I'm presuming?
Not sugar-free, no.
Of course. Oh, I know who Andrea is. She's that one. Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? What else?
That's it.
All right, so large sugar-free vanilla iced coffee and a number 5 or 6 grilled chicken sandwich combo. Double cheese with mayo, ketchup, and pickle, medium fry, and 1 vanilla iced coffee.
Yeah, and a number 1.
And a number 1, right. Oh, number 1 with and a vanilla iced coffee. All right, is that it?
Yeah. That'll be it.
All right, well, pull up to the second window. I'll have your total there. All right.
You're so wonderful. Thank you so much.
I'll be there by 1:30. Don't, okay? Take it easy.
Okay.
All right, I expect cash when I get there.
Thank you.
All right, love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Everybody knows what they're going to eat now. That Andrea girl who's getting the number 1 with a vanilla iced coffee, she's a big girl. Start the holiday party. She needs to not be eating stuff like that. I was going to tell her, too. I'm going to write it on a receipt. You shouldn't eat this, fatty. God, I hope those people never listen to this show. Madhouse Radio. It is Friday morning, the Friday after Christmas. The day after Christmas Day, actually. According to my cell phone, there's a holiday today. I don't know what it is. St. Stephen's Day. Who's St. Stephen? I have no idea. Where did they celebrate it? I don't know either. Yeah, it sounds like a Canadian... kind of faggy thing. Happy St. Stephen's Day there, Hollywood. How you doing?
Happy Boxing Day.
You have any idea what St. Stephen's Day is? On my phone says today is St. Stephen's Day.
No idea.
I don't know. We got to look at it. We got to use it. We got to plug that into the Wikipedia. Let me know. Give me a synopsis on that. All right. So I got about an hour before I have to leave and pick up food for Athena's work.
Okay. Oh, check it out. It's an Irish holiday.
It's an Irish holiday?
It's absolutely an Irish holiday.
Oh, so
the
what do you...
The Feast of St. Stephen, the Christian Saints' Day, celebrated on the 26th of December, Western Church, and the 27th in Eastern Church. Many Eastern Orthodox churches adhere to the Julian calendar of St. Mark's Day on 27th December, according to the calendar, which places it January 9th, according to the Gregorian calendar used in secular and Western context.
Okay, so...
Right, St. Stephen's and the first Christian martyr or proto-martyr.
The first Christian martyr or proto-martyr. What's a proto-martyr? I've heard of before.
Like protoplasm, but it's like from a ghost.
Yeah, but from a martyr. Like the stuff that comes out of a martyr after they kill him, like the gray matter from the brain and the blood and the pus. It comes out,
exactly. The pus, mostly.
Yeah. Apparently, the proto-martyr is the term for the first Christian martyr in a country. Alternatively, the phrase the proto-martyr, the first ever martyr of the Christian church overall, was St. Stephen. So apparently, he got killed for being a saint. I don't know why, but we celebrate him today. Exactly. In Catalonia, it's called St. Esteve, and there's a holiday. But not in the whole country of Spain. Okay, well, good to know. There we go. St. Stephen's Day, everybody. We'll get drunk on Irish whiskey. So what were we doing there, Big Hollywood? Did you want to call another Best Buy? We can
Sunny
switch
Landham.
Over to Sunny Landham. That's right. That's right. Now let's hope the phone lines don't jazz up again here on us. Give me just a moment, everybody. More music and hopefully a prank call this time. No interruptions from the fiancé. We're calling from Miami, by the way.
Hello.
Yes, hello, this is Mr. Random.
Yes, who am I speaking?
I'm Mr. Random. This is Charlie Ward here. I'm with NRAN, the National Relations for Arab Nationals. How are you today, sir?
If you're calling about money, I'm in bankruptcy court, pal.
No, sir. I'm not calling about money. I just want to clear something up that you had said a while back. I understand that you had referred to some of our people as Talhids. Is it correct, sir? You said
that was a statement used. Yes.
But
what
you
about
to do genocide against the Arabs? Is that correct, sir?
No, bombing the Arab countries.
Okay, so basically, what you're saying is you want to kill me. Is it correct?
Are you an American citizen?
I have green card, yes.
Do you believe in, do you support America?
Well, I must support America. I have to be here. But I will
tell you this. Then no. I am talking about people that are.
Shut your mouth and let me listen. Listen to me, Mr. Landon.
Will you shut up and listen?
Respect. You show me the respect I deserve.
All right, then shut up and listen.
I listen to you. Shut your mouth. I talk first. I'm the bigger man here. You listen to me, and I tell you what, I will listen to you when I'm done. We on good ground for this? Hello?
Hear
your white devil. Or you understand?
Oh, yeah, he hung up. Yeah, let's call him back. I got his pickup on the camera feed also. That's Sonny Landham there, everybody, from Predator. Just a moment. We'll try to call him back. That guy's funny. I'll spoof him from the 407 number now.
All right. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Landham. I have a Callie Mortimer on the line. Can you control? One moment.
Yes, hello. Why you hung up on me? You let me talk, okay?
All right, talk.
Okay, I want you to know that what you have said about the Arabs are not correct. All Arabs are not bad. You understand this? And you're saying you want to kill all Arabs. Is that correct, sir?
That is not what I said.
Well, you call us raghead, first off.
First off.
I told you, you let me talk first, then I listen to you.
Go ahead, then.
I'm talking right now. Please be quiet. So on July 25th, okay, you said you want to perform genocide on all Arabs. Is that correct, sir?
No, sir,
and you
it's not.
That is the exact statement that I see here. And also, I want you to know that on September 29th, you were in car accident, correct?
You beg pardon?
Before car accident. Did you call this? Did you call this accident?
What accident?
The accident September 19th, 2006. This your fault? Because you killed an Arab that day. And I want you to know also, I am going to be supporting the libertarian person, the Mitch McConnell. I have talked to him this morning, and he has told me you are a very bad person. So I support him. What do you think about this?
Fine, support
Mitch. Voting for you. I will not be supporting you. I will not vote for you, and all Arabs, for what you have said, will not be voting for you either. Okay, now you go.
I did not talk about American citizens. I talked about Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. They are not our friends. They are radicals.
Well, there are some friends there. There are people that like us, that like Americans.
No, they're not any citizens of that country that still live in those countries that are friends. And they are the ones that were responsible for 9/11, and they are responsible for economic terrorism against this country. So therefore, yes, we should have bombed them. And war.
So you want to kill innocent people that maybe didn't do anything. Is this what I'm getting?
It's the government.
The government should
have policies that don't endanger their citizens.
Uh huh. See, I understand. So you really want to kill everybody over there? You want to wipe them out, just like they did in the Bible, right?
If they surrender, they don't have to be wiped out.
Do you understand? Surrendering can basically mean you could die too in this country, in that country over there. Do you understand this?
Do I understand what?
You understand surrendering that country to America could mean they could be killed on the spot if they found out.
No. Surrender is not war.
War is surrender or
kill your enemy until they do surrender or until they no longer exist. That's war.
You don't know anything about this. Obviously, you've never been there. Have you been over there before?
No, I have never traveled to the Middle East.
You know nothing about. Is that correct? Is this where you're coming from?
Well, there are a lot of things I know nothing about.
Have you been in war? Have you ever been in the war?
Yes.
You went to war? What war were you in?
I was in Korea and Vietnam.
Korean War? That was nothing.
Yeah.
Vietnam, I understand. Korean War, you know what? You know nothing about Korea.
Oh,
you don't know
all
what
right.
you're talking about. So you know not know what you're talking about Arab. Therefore, you should not be saying these things. Do you understand me, sir? No, I understand.
It's a free country. You're allowed to say what you want to say.
Okay, but you understand that people get very, very angry, and they may come after you, and they may say, you know, we're not voting for you. So it's a free country for me.
Is this a threat?
No, sir. This is me threatening, saying I'm not going to vote for you. I will not
well,
vote
that's
for
fine.
You. My,
that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I have a lot of Jewish people who will.
Well, you know what?
I have that's a lot fine. Of Americans who will.
And I also want you to know, sir, that I love you very much. I want to tell you, I understand everything going on with your wife, and I think this woman should be put in jail, put away, and everything should be dropped on you, and, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. I am so sorry. I don't know where I'm going. I love you, Sonny.
God
don't
bless
know
you.
What I'm doing. I didn't sneeze. Sonny,
well, God bless you.
Please forgive me.
And you have a happy holiday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Michael, come to see me, please. Come to see
God bless you.
I didn't sneeze. Sonny.
He's gone. He's gone. That was good. Well, that guy's quite interesting, isn't he? Did you hear that guy?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Jeez. All full of anger and piss and vinegar, man. Well, not necessarily. I mean, he's cool, but he does not like the Arab or Grace. He doesn't like, I wonder if he likes Persians. There's a big difference,
could
you know. Yeah, you gotta find out. But, so he's running for Senate, apparently.
He completely changed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
I love you.
It's like, God bless you. God bless you, sir. Like you're converted or something. So, yeah, apparently he's a Native American, not white, is what Nunu says, apparently. Interesting,
yeah,
good to know.
Okay, I've read the entire transcripts of everything that's happened.
Right.
Between he and his ex-wife, dude, she is a freaking nut.
Oh, great. Good for him. That's what he deserves. That was good. Yeah, anyway. So what has he done? Hasn't he done like softcore porn that he won't admit to and all this stuff? Nunes told us in the past.
Nunes said he did some stuff in the 70s.
Right, okay. Well, that was Sonny Landham from the movie Predator and a few other flicks. What else has he been in?
48 Hours. Been a bunch of stuff he's been in.
All right, cool. Good call. Who else can we call here?
You want to try to do that?
Which one? Lassie?
Provost. John Provost? Yeah.
Excuse me. Yes, we can do that. I gotta get some more coffee here. Hang on, don't go anywhere, anybody. We're gonna call the kid from Lassie, who's an old man now.
Mr. Provost?
Yes.
Hi, this is Charlie Stewart. I'm with the San Francisco Cow Palace.
Yes, sir.
You doing all right today?
Yes, and yourself?
I'm doing just wonderful. Did you have a good holiday?
Yes. Oh, sure did. Thank you.
Good deal. Hey, I'm just calling to confirm on the 24th and 25th, you are still going to be here?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, we do have a couple different things that we'd like to verify with you. Is there anything specifically that you need? Any kind of special needs that you might want?
The only thing, if would it be able to have access to power?
Power? It just how many plugs would you need?
Really just one.
Just one? Okay, what would it be for? I mean, what are we talking about, like, just a laptop, or is it...
For a credit card machine.
A credit card, okay, yeah, we can get you that. Are you getting an analog phone line then, aren't you?
Correct, yes, that's right, sorry.
So we'll need to get you that as well, all right. That should not be a problem. We can just run Most of our phones are VoIP, so I think I can probably get a an analog phone line run just for this particular show. For then we should pay for like a month, and then we'll be able to take care of that. That should not be a problem. So power, and are there any special food needs you'd like to have?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be different vendors there and that kind of situation.
Right, but we'd like to provide you with everything that we can, so that you don't have to go away and pay for anything. We'd like to provide you with all the food that you need, and accommodations, of course.
Okay. Let's see. Anything special?
The sky's the limit, my friend.
Okay.
You are a VIP special guest.
Okay. Let's see. Jeez. You know, just sandwiches, something like that, I guess.
Okay, well, is there any particular special kind of favorite sandwiches you enjoy, or?
You know, like a turkey or, you know, just
turkey. Turkey. Do you like everything on it? Do you like all the good stuff? Or lettuce, tomatoes?
We're not big mayonnaise people.
No mayonnaise.
So
mustard or mayo? What about mayo? Do you like mayo or just not mayonnaise? Or
No mayonnaise. You know, nothing like that. You know, just regular mustard is fine for sure.
Regular mustard. Okay, you got like French.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Now, will you be bringing anybody with you as well?
My wife, Lori, right.
Your wife. Okay, great. Wonderful. Lori, your wife. Now, is there anything specific she would like?
No, I don't think so. I think we're
okay.
Pretty easy.
All right. Well, wonderful deal. Well, once again, my name is Charlie Stewart. If you need to call me, I'm actually calling from an outside line. Do you have a caller ID there on my 407 number?
I did, yeah. It came in. Yes, it did.
Great. Okay. Now, if you need me, that's going to actually be my new cell number. So just call me anytime you need. And also, would there be any special needs beyond just the food or the lodging that you might need?
I really don't think
so. Would you like any kind of special movies in your hotel room or?
No, I don't think that's necessary.
Okay, because we can definitely have, we've had quite a few people that, forgive me if I seem out of line, that enjoy to have the adult films in their hotel room. So, forgive me if I seem out of line, but I like to try to get touch as many bases as possible so that
right.
You have the most comfortable stay while you're here.
Actually, no, that's fine. That's not necessary.
Because there's no particular pornographic movies, huh?
I'm sorry?
But there's no particular, is there anything specifically that you would enjoy, like something in your room, like a coffee maker or anything like that?
Coffee makers are great, you know, like we like to have an ironing board, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, right. Now, I can have you a special coffee maker in there just for you, okay? It'll be something that is a special coffee maker. Like I can have an espresso maker put in there for you.
My wife. I personally don't drink coffee. My wife does, and she likes decaf.
Uh huh.
So other than that,
okay. So decaf coffee. Okay, that is very easily done.
Okay.
You put the money in. You pull the thing. The beep.
Your number there, just in case I can't get it off the phone here.
It is. I just got my phone today. I'm trying. It's 407 459.
Was that 459?
Yes. I believe. I like I said. I just got my new phone today, and I've taken over for Carlito, and Do you have your caller ID there? For some reason, I can't remember the number off well.
Okay, I'll just check it.
Okay.
I'll just check it and make sure.
Okay. And I would also like to just welcome you
And I grew up watching you and on Lassie, and you know, I just think that you are one of the greatest actors of our time.
Oh, well, thank you.
And would it be at all possible for me to get an autograph when you get here?
Oh, sure. Oh, no problem at all.
Great. Okay. All right. And have you ever possibly thought of doing adult films after? Because I've got some friends that can get you into it.
No,
I know it's kind of on the side. You know what I mean? It's very discreet.
Right. No, not interested.
Okay. All right. Well, wonderful. All right. They've actually gotten me into them, and they have a bag over my head. And my face is never actually
seen.
Wait,
is this a big joke or something? What are we talking about here?
I'm just trying to possibly get further work for you.
I'm not interested in that line of work.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry if I upset you. It's something I always ask of people that I feel very comfortable around. And I feel very comfortable around you, possibly talking about being in, like, male porn, so.
Okay, listen, Charlie, I don't know who you are or what the joke is, but.
I'm Charlie Stewart.
Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
All right. Hey, I love you, buddy.
Dumbass finally figured it out. That's funny. You should have gone to say, well, what about just one-on-one kind of thing, you know? Like, not just a porno film. Interesting. Hang on, let me play some music here. I'll be right back, sir.
You boys up to no good again, I see.
The boys up to no good again.
Same on you. I wake up to my coffee and say, you boys playing on the telephone again. Have you not learned your lesson yet?
And the phone lines died again. Hollywood should be coming back in a second. That was a fun call. Hope you all enjoyed that. We've talked to Sonny Landham, and we've talked to John Provost. Good times. I was advised
You're
that...
You're talking to the celebrities, are you?
I'm going to check, see if I can go in syndicate. I do know that they had a show on. They said until 12:15. I don't know if someone else takes over 12:15 or... Well, exactly. We'll have to find out. We got about an hour left of show.
Are you on syndicate now, or are you just broadcasting through the Madhouse?
Just on Madhouse because there already was a show. But hey, thanks for showing up, Tuck. Good deal.
Yeah, I just woke up, man. Sorry.
It's all right.
Little hungover and sipping my coffee and find out that you're on.
Yeah, no, do not apologize. It is the holidays. You're allowed to get hungover and sleep in and all that stuff.
Exactly.
I'm in the mood for a hamburger. I want a big, fat, greasy hamburger, I think. Something I'm in the mood for today.
Too early for that.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock. It's not early. It's noon over here. It's lunchtime. Lunchtime's up. How was your Christmas, Tuck? What'd you do?
Had a family over and had a little tree gathering and gift opening and a food eating and
Awesome, cool. Cool, did you get a new laptop yet? Are you gonna did you get broadband yet for Christmas? Tuck, I wanted to let you know, you of course...
No.
You live in the sticks, but I wanted to let you know I was reading an article yesterday regarding universal broadband, and it is in full swing right now. It's got the full support of the FCC, as well as the support of Congress, Senate, as well as the support of the Obama administration.
Awesome.
And
that's good news.
They
Obama's behind it. Well, 100% yay.
Well, they're expecting in the first phase, they could create 300. They can create 300 million jobs alone just in the process of providing that. So it'll be free broadband internet to everybody in America, no matter where you live, rural, whatever. If it's going to be wireless or through telephone lines or whatever it is exactly.
That's going to be Obama's RFA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got a lot of ideas following Roosevelt.
quite a bit. Well, you know, I mean, they're doing a lot of stuff, you know, the public works stuff, you know, to improve infrastructure in schools. I think it's a good thing. I think it's smart.
If the kids don't know, RFA was a Reform Act Association that RFD set up right during the Depression to get everybody back into the swing of things.
Right. Right. And what's the public's work? Public works is for artists, right? Gave them work designing bridges and designing infrastructure, you know, with in an artistic way.
Yeah.
Right, so that helped out also.
Build buildings and bridges and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Put a lot of people to work, so they're going to be working on our infrastructure that's been pretty much neglected for quite some time, for a few years now. Goddamn Hollywood, call back in, man. We're losing time here. We got about 45 minutes left. Let me. I'm going to play a prank call here.
I love Hollywood, Regina.
So yeah.
Get somebody shut down again.
Exactly. Yeah, help us out with that, please. We really need that. This one says Jack Masterson job discrimination. Jack calls in to say he thinks he's being discriminated against and was fired from his last job, and he believes it was due to their negligence. Sounds promising. Whether or not it's funny, I don't know. I can't guarantee. We do a lot of prank calls here. This is from the show on the 15th, 2 Mondays ago.
Where's Milkman?
He's in work, so I don't think he can have his mic on, but he's listening right now. He might, maybe he'll call in on a break or something like that.
Hello, Milkman. Merry Christmas,
Milkman. Merry Christmas, Milkman. I had a kitty over here for my Milkman Christmas night. Still waiting for this call to load up here. Listen to this, folks.
I've got a life alert badge for Christmas with my name on it.
Says epileptic. I got the epilepsy.
Actually, this is the music we were playing when you got unexpectedly blacked out on the last show.
Was it? Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Wow. We just bought. Oh, your whole system went down.
Well, it did.
Because you have a video plug-in problems, and we thought you went out. No, but you know.
It did.
It's happened before.
It did. It did, and as I was trying to fix it.
And you didn't come back the next day.
Yeah, it did, but as I was trying to fix it, there was a knock at the door. And that, as I say, is history.
Country Security and Staffing.
Hello, I'd like to make an application for security guard work. I have a lot of experience.
Okay, do you have your D license?
I have a D license. I have experience providing security for retail when ethnic people come in. I know, you know, to sound the secret alarm. And we would do the code on the radio and we can watch them closely. And young people, too, because they, you know, they do stuff.
Okay, you can come to the office on Monday through Thursday anytime between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. and fill out an application.
What kind of security work is this for? Retail, in person,
this is
power
trade shows?
Trade shows?
At the convention center?
At the convention center, Trey? That's great. Yeah,
usually.
Do you have the closed door policy?
The closed door policy?
Right. That you, you know, you,
not sure what that is.
Were you profile the guests and you give extra scrutiny for, you know, certain classifications
no.
of guests? I like to do that because I find it's more effective. Like when I worked at Universal Studios in the store, and then whenever
hold on,
I,
one second, please.
If I saw a group of black kids come in, I would always watch them a little, you know, follow them a little bit.
Okay, yeah, we don't do that.
Do you want to transfer me?
Now I'm going to put you on hold while I finished up with this other man.
Wait a minute now, I came first.
He was actually here.
What's his name?
I'm not going to give that out, but if you want to...
Can you put him on the phone, please? Because I think you're lying. If he's really there, put him on the phone and tell him to tell me.
Okay, I have to go.
You better not. I command you to keep the phone open.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Hurry up.
Oh.
for calling us. This is Wanda speaking. How may I help you?
Hey there. Yeah, I was just talking about the slavery days and the construction back then. Hey, can I apply for a job for janitor maintenance machine, please?
Sure. I'm going to go ahead and put you through to our job hotline. Just go ahead and listen to the entire message, and if you're still interested in the position, leave your name and your number, and we'll get back
to you. Well, wait a minute. Hang on first. Is this in Orlando, or where is it at?
It's in Altamont Springs on Douglas Avenue. It's close to the intersection where 436 and I-4 is.
Do I have to touch the toilet?
Yes.
With my hands, or do you give the gloves first before I touch the toilet?
We have gloves.
Okay, because people make shit in the toilet sometimes. That's nasty. They, you know, it goes on the sides and the pee-pee and stuff.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah, but if I use gloves and I use plenty of hand sanitizer, I should be okay. I just spray Lysol on the toilet, and that's it. I leave it alone. I just spray Lysol on it. It kills everything. It still looks dirty, but at least it's not infected.
All right, hold on 1 second. I'll get you through the hotline.
I like to cut corners and cheat. Oh, fuck.
Thank you for calling Assure. This is Wanda speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Wanda. I just hit zero to get the tape. I don't want to listen to the message, but it transferred back to you. So can I leave my information with you then?
For the position?
Yeah, for the toilets.
You would have to leave a message in order to get somebody to return the call.
But whenever I hit zero, it transferred me back to you. I'll try it again. I'll hit zero when the message starts again.
No, you don't want to hit zero. You just want to leave a message after you listen to the message.
Do I have to hit a button to leave the message?
Nope. Just listen to the recording and it'll beep, and then you leave your name and your number.
All right, Wanda, put me through. Make it so.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Engage. Zero. I can say, oops, I'm sorry, I hit it again. Hello?
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call.
Para español, marque el 5. For your convenience, there are 3 ways to shop with us. Visit our store, shop with us. Please hold.
Shut up.
Thank you for calling South Center Security.
Yep.
Well, the fire dog, this is Courtney. How can
yep.
I help
you? Yep. Is this the zero department?
The zero department?
I have zero.
Oh, this is the customer service.
Oh, how you doing?
Good.
I got a problem. This TV, I need you guys to come pick it up so I can return it.
All right. How long ago did you purchase it?
I opened it yesterday for Christmas, and I dropped it.
All righty. Do you have your ticket number on you?
No. No,
alright, your phone number you purchased it with?
My mom bought it. She's in Chicago already.
Okay, so I have to be able to look it up. So do you have a phone number that it was purchased under or a credit card it was purchased with?
It's a 26-inch Panasonic LCD plasma HD TV.
Okay, so I can't send anybody out there to pick it up without, like, a proof of purchase or anything.
I got the box and the
do
phone.
You have the
I got the phone in the box.
Okay, do you have the phone number it was purchased with?
There's a phone number here for Panasonic. That number you need? Hang on, let me look. In the papers. It came with a book. Hang on. It says 1-800-726.
Right. So you purchased it from Circuit City?
My mom got it from the store, and she wrapped it with a bow and some string. And then I opened it.
Okay.
I picked it up to put it in the place, and it fell down. It's defective.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Okay. I got bad news. We're down to 2 minutes on the phone card. I have to call back on Hollywood's with his permission. And why didn't Hollywood call back? Bastard.
Don't know. What's wrong with him?
Why isn't he? Dr. Gorilla asked, did I really spend any time at all in jail? No, I wasn't actually in jail. I was just detained at the police department. I wasn't behind bars, but I was with police being talked to. Very seriously. Let's see how goofy I can get with these people and their returns.
Your balance is low.
Yep.
To add minutes using a... Otherwise, it's two for the main...
Phone card died, so let me go over to the other card.
At your Orlando Police Department.
Oh, no, not that, man. That ain't gonna happen. Don't do that to me. All right, Circuit City, we're going to call them back. Everybody, just a moment. For those who missed it, I can play those calls. I'm okay to do that, I think. I don't think I can get in trouble for playing the calls. What do you think, Tuck?
I don't even know that bit, apparently, from what you told me.
We should be all right to do that. Let's see here. Hollywood put them in here. They're in the forums over at our website, madhouselive.com. If I'm interrupting anybody in Syndicate, let me know. I'll go right out if someone is supposed to be on now. I was just doing a show already, and I saw that Syndicate was free, and I decided to join in for a little while.
To play her Top 40 radio stuff the show is
playing? Yeah, Dancing White Girl was on earlier.
She's got to do that?
Uh-huh. Well, she's done with her show.
Dancing White Girl, really?
Dancing White Girl's on Friday mornings until 12:15. Followed by, I don't know who else. Someone else after that.
And did she dance?
Mm-hmm. She dances to music. She goes...
Yeah, she just sits there, and she's actually a black girl.
She acts like a black girl. She acts like a...
That's what she really is, right?
Hey, what wasn't it on Star Trek?
That's good.
Did you watch much of the original Star Trek episodes? Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Wasn't there one where Abraham Lincoln looked at that Lieutenant Uhura and said, "What a fine negress"? Did that really happen? I think I remember that happening. I was like, "What a fine negress."
Could be.
I think I'm going to look for that on YouTube.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's out there. There was something where Abraham Lincoln was on the Enterprise and he was on the bridge.
More like a Living Color sketch. Probably. I could be wrong.
Living Color. Damon Wayans.
Crisis line, may I help you?
How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm good. Do you folks offer solutions or you just offer referrals?
We referrals, but we don't. We can't really offer.
I hear. It sounds like there's children. It sounds like there's children in the background. What kind of place is this?
Sir, can I help you?
Are there children in the background?
Sir, I'm in an office and I'm watching the TV, so that's really not the relevance. Can I help you with
that? I don't think so. Are you one of those answering services where you answer from home and you're, like, taking my information and there's children around looking at the information? I heard a baby in the back going,
no.
Yeah. I crap is what does it to me. That people like you
have a nice evening, sir.
Bring those stupid kids to my job.
Crisis line, may I help you?
You tell those motherfuckers in the fucking background to shut the fuck up and take down my information.
Well, I'm the person. I am. Why don't you call me a motherfucker?
You motherfucker.
You do not call this. You do not call this line and talk like that. As a matter of fact, don't call back again.
You piece of trash.
I've got your phone number. I've got your number. I've got two numbers that you just called from. I'm going to report them to the police.
I'm
okay?
Blocking my number. You don't have my number. I'm blocking it, you stupid bitch.
Yes,
I'm blocking
it. I have two of them. I have two of them.
Bullshit.
You called from one the first time and one from another.
You don't have shit.
Not.
No, you don't. I'm blocking my number.
I'm going to call you back right now.
I'm going to have you fired.
And we'll continue those in a moment.
Thank you for calling Circuit City. Please hold.
Oh boy, wonder what happens.
Johnson, the Circuit City Home of the Fire Dodge. I'm speaking. How may I help you?
I was speaking to, I don't think it was you. You're African American, right?
Yes, I am.
I think it was the white. Who's the white girl back there?
Courtney.
Courtney hung up the phone on me when I said that they broke my TV. She said the BS like that, and she hung up the phone.
Okay, one second.
All right.
Just want to confirm that this is a number that called, placed a call, violent call to a hotline earlier, and we will be looking up the phone number, and we will further investigate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh no, a violent call. She said she's confirming it's the number that left the violent call.
That was the voicemail they left.
See, it tells you you're in trouble.
Yep. I'm going to keep this on hold in the background. Let me play call number 4. This is Hollywood calling the same place, anger management.
Hi, supply, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Summer, and I just got an emergency call from my office line.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I guess somebody called from there and something about a violent call?
Yes. Yes. The who was the person that... I'm sorry, first of all, is this your business?
Yes, ma'am.
This is your business?
This is my business.
Well, and who is the person that's on the, voicemail of your business?
Any idea who you're talking about, ma'am?
Okay, but I'm asking you, when I called the number and I left a message, there's a male's voice that's answering. Is that one of your coworkers or associates?
That is actually the company that we go through our voicemail for. We pay them to do the voicemail.
The gentleman who answered and said, this is so and this is his name, and this is, I mean, that gentleman is just an answering service?
It's an answering service, yes, ma'am. It's actually a voicemail answering service. I don't know.
Okay, Hold on a second. I understand. You can tell me that you don't understand. It doesn't matter. It's out of my hands now. I've already reported the phone number. If they investigate and I was incorrect, then so be it. But it was my responsibility to report the phone number that I received an extremely hostile call from the male that actually is the same voice that answered that number. And it was a hostile call. It came from two different phone numbers. That was the first phone number that it came from. And he was extremely hostile. This is an emergency. I understand, and let me just tell you where I'm coming from so that way you know what it is, and then we'll hang up, and then we can get past it.
I just got woken up knowing nothing that's going on. Please do not yell at me, okay? First off, I need you.
I'm not. I'm just...
No, you're yelling
okay,
at
ma'am?
Me, okay?
I'm running a business myself here. This is an emergency line. So I just want to let you know that the number was reported. If it was done incorrectly, I apologize. But
okay.
That is the phone number that I received a call from.
What kind of business do you run, ma'am?
I'm sorry. I said this is an emergency line, and that doesn't matter. You and I can't spend a lot of time discussing back and forth. All I can say is I received a hostile call, and I reported it, and that's all I did, and that's my responsibility.
I'm receiving a hostile call too, ma'am.
No, I didn't. I just left a voicemail letting you guys know that I did that, and I needed to let you know that I reported the phone number. I don't know where the organization is. I don't know what your business is. I don't know any of that. I just know that that's where I received the call from.
We run a strip
club. So I was letting you know.
We run a strip club.
I'm sorry?
No, we run a strip club, and there's not hardly any people in here that are hostile until they get really, really drunk.
It was a male's voice. It was the same male that answered your voicemail. So if that's an answering service... It's just a little weird that you're answering service, the person who... It literally was the same voice.
Very strange.
And I received... Yeah, it is. But the most strangest part is that I received the hostile call from somebody from this phone number. And he was extremely hostile. I mean extremely.
What exactly
very verbally abusive. He cursed. He called me a lot of names. This is an emergency helpline. I'm sorry?
What exactly did he say?
Ma'am, I don't talk like that, so I'm not going to say what he said, but he called.
I need to know so I can write this down, so I can get in touch with us.
He called me a mother effer. He called me a b
word.
Again,
how dare you? I said abbreviate.
I did say mother effer.
Do not.
That is
use
not the word, ma'am.
With me, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. I'm
that
sorry, but I think
so,
you. I did not use
so
it.
So wrong. You could have said MS. You could have said MS. No.
Bye-bye now, ma'am. I think
now,
you're just...
I'm
going to call and report you now.
No reason.
Now I'm calling to report you. I'm going to report
no
you now that there's a female calling.
You're reporting
yes,
me?
Yes, because you were doing
me
the same thing. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
How dare you.
How dare you indeed. And that's where it all started. After that, the phone line here got rerouted to 911 in reverse fashion.
He had a bit of a Rocky voice going on there, didn't he?
Who? Rocky? Rocky voice. Who? Who did?
Vagina.
Did he really? I don't know. Like Sylvester Stallone, like Ayo kind of thing, or?
Yeah.
Or did he sound like...
The Bullwinkle Rocky.
Oh, Bullwinkle. Oh, yeah, kind of, right? Yeah. Oh, man. What else can we do here? I'm thinking about wrapping it up. I'm thinking about wrapping it up. Hollywood is still in the house. He may call back in. I'm not sure. Probably not necessary. I think I'm going to wrap things up. Let me play a little bit more music. But that, for those who missed it, that...
Burn it up.
Right. For those who missed it, that was the whole thing that sparked off the whole other thing. Circuit City didn't answer. They kept me on hold forever. Nothing came out of that. See if I have any more numbers here. Lonesome Loser is still out. He's AFK, as they say. I think we've done enough. Milkman says, Courtney needs to be fired, that worthless piece of corny shit. Yeah, you got a point. Damn her.
Milkwoman, what's up?
What's up, hermanito?
Merry Christmas. How are you, man?
Hey, man, Merry Christmas, dude. Man, I'm glad to hear you back, dude. It's been a rough freaking 2 weeks, man.
No kidding, man. When you heard from Athena, I know you were pretty worried. You're one of those. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
I was freaking out, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do, man. I didn't know, like, if they're going to be coming, you know, trying to track me down, what the hell was going on. I was flipping out. I didn't know what to think.
Yeah, I don't know if I should have played that audio. I'm pretty sure that'll be okay. I mean, there's not a lot of people listening live. I just want to include it on the podcast.
Okay. Well, I just heard that, and you know, and without getting into too many details, I think Courtney needs to be fucking fired.
Right, Courtney, huh? Yeah. But seriously, I can't, I really can't talk about the case. It's best not to. I was advised by several people here that I speak to on a personal basis. Best not to, at least for maybe this time next year. Maybe next Christmas I'll spill the beans on the entire thing that happened behind the scenes. But everything's okay, no charges against me, nothing like that, nothing on my permanent record, as they say. All good, man.
Well, you want to abide by whatever, you know, requirements they put on you, dude, because, you know, you don't want to go back and have them, like, just start drumming up a bunch of shit later on, you know, man, because
right.
You got to buy it now. Just ease up, bro. I mean, that's the main thing we got to look at.
Right. Hollywood's asking, should he take the audio down? You know, it might be a good thing to take those pranks off the forums, right? They're still up there, aren't they? I think we should go ahead and just take them off the forums. It'd be a shame. Keep the post in there, keep the thread, but just delete out the player, you know, the actual the link to the file, so people can't hear it, and keep just the response.
The only thing I could think of, you know, unless somebody, you know, would rename them or something, but, you know, unless somebody goes and tests all the links out, you know, that'd be the only problem.
Right. Well, Hollywood says no problem. He'll remove the audio, so good. We'll take care of that. We just want to make sure we don't, you know, I haven't really paid attention to that. Just think playing that over, you know, probably not the best of things to do. But really, no one's really listening right now. What's the big deal? It's all good. Yeah, but it was quite an interesting tale. I hope to be able to share it with you. Maybe in the next few months. Maybe before the wedding, I'll do that.
All right, dude. Yeah, I'd really like to get the full lowdown, man. I only got, you know, the briefest part of it. So anyway, I'm just glad that you're okay, and nothing more will come out of it than, you know, a few days downtime.
Awesome. Also wanted to mention, dude, we got a big year coming up in 2009 because we're going to have the wedding. Of course,
yeah.
Everyone who's listening now or listening to this on a replay or whatever it may be, keep in mind that in May, we're going to lose probably about 2 weeks of show. There's not going to be a show for about 2 or 3 weeks as I'm on at the wedding and honeymoon and all that stuff. And when I come back, and we'll see when I come back. It's too early, but probably about we'll probably be taking a summer break in late May, early June.
Awesome.
But I was talking to Dr. Lego, and we're totally ready. We're probably going to do a show in Atlantic City, and I'm going to try to see if I can get some of the Syndicate people maybe to do a meetup, and I'll do a show. Lego said he'll bring his equipment. He's got laptops and a few mics and remote equipment. He's done
cool.
It before, and I'll do the same. I'll bring my laptops, and I'll bring my mic and my mixer, and we'll see if we can do some pranks, like, live. That'd be kind
of
cool.
Is this during the time of the wedding, or just well after that?
It'll be the weekend before the wedding. It'll be the bachelor show, I would say. Carlito's bachelor show. And then after that, Andy's going to be there. You'll be there, maybe. Hopefully you can make it that early. And we're going to go to Atlantic City and do some gambling and have some fun. Andy's totally for it. Andy's already got the whole week off. He's starting that weekend. We're going to do that show, and then we're going to, you know, do the whole wedding and all that. So we're...
I'll definitely pencil that in, bro.
Yeah, okay. I talked to... Hey, I got a voicemail. You know who finally called me back? Jen Stewart.
Jen Stewart, how the hell is he doing, man?
He's doing good. He was drinking Sambuca, and he said that he's 90% certain he's going to come for the wedding. So
he's drinking what?
Huh? He was drinking Sambuca rum, that Italian nasty... I hate... Oh, it's vodka. That Italian vodka. Sambuca's nasty. I can't smell it. It makes me retch when I smell it. It's a nasty vodka.
He was a non-drinker. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, he was drinking a little bit. It was pretty funny. I won't play it because it's a personal voicemail, but he's definitely going to make it for the wedding, he said.
Oh,
and I want everyone to be sure because we're now hosting his website on our servers. And I don't know if you, for those who listen to the Madhouse stream, the 98.6 Amalfa station, Jin and I have combined forces, so our entire library, both of them. So you've got the Madhouse pranks, the Madhouse shows, and now you have Jin Stewart pranks and shows on the Madhouse rotation. And it is funny, dude. He's got funny stuff. He argues with foreigners a lot. He's in England, so everyone be sure to visit jinstewart.com. He's also going to be doing a show on Sunday at 7 p.m. GMT. What is that on here in our time? Any idea?
5 hours.
So it'll be 2 p.m.?
Yeah, 2 p.m.
All right, so he's going to do a show on 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Eastern time, right, on Sunday, 7 p.m. in the U.K., which is where he broadcasts from. He's in the U.K. Jin Stewart, J-I-N-S-T-E-W-A-R-T. I believe he's definitely going to be on Ted's stream, the PCU station. And or if not, he'll be on mine. I'll have to get him the instructions and make sure it's set up to work properly after what's happened. So regardless, he'll be in. I'll post.
That'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah, well, he said he's committed. He's definitely going to do a show.
It's not PCU anymore. It's Blue Planet.
It's Blue Planet Pranks. Is that what it is?
Blue Planet Hosting or something.
Blue Planet Hosting Pranks Web. Ted. That's what it is. .tv. Yeah, Milkman, I was just wrapping
Blue
things up.
Hosting.us.
All right, dude. I just wanted to call in, dude, and just welcome you back. And
cool.
I'm glad that you know, you are able to once again tickle our earballs all around this planet.
Right.
And hopefully that'll stay behind us, and look forward to a good year coming up, man. We'll just have to be careful a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll fly under the radar for a little bit, but we're going to keep doing shows. As I said, I updated all the podcasts. There's two episodes left; they're updated. I just have to flip the switch to put them on iTunes and all that. So
awesome!
I'll do that after the show here. I'm going to wrap things up because I have to make some trips. Oh, look, here we go. Reclude calls just got posted. Now I'm going to play some of those, too. Milkman, are you listening to the station right now? You're tuned in?
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, cool. Well, let's cut off, and I'll play one or two calls from Reclude, and we'll call it a day.
All right, brother. Hey, man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and for our reunion show here, and look forward to a lot more excitement coming up in the next year, man.
Right on.
We love you.
All right, brother. See you, man.
All right.
That's Milkman, everybody. Good deal. Let's play. This one here is called Do I Creep You Out? This is a very funny call Reclude did to a gas station. A lot of good stuff coming from Reclude lately. We had the calls. The Richie Randall stuff has been good. We had a good time with the junkyard recently on Thanksgiving. This call here, Do I Creep You Out, is good also.
Right.
And Reclude even...
It's amazed that Reclude's call didn't get you pulled off.
Yeah. I know. Reclude does a good job. He does the whole thing where he sounds like a serial killer and is trying to get a date with a girl in a gas station who's by herself. Creepy? Is she creeped out, or is she turned on by Reclude? You be the judge. Just a moment. Listen to this, folks.
Buddy, I went down there earlier, and then somebody just ran off with my gas can. Hello?
Okay.
Somebody ran off and my gas can down there. I don't know what to do.
Do you know what time you're here?
You got to help me. I was here about 3 hours ago. Tried to fill up my gas can and somebody done run off with it. I don't know whatever to do. I'm not even from town. Hello?
Yeah,
Hello, how can you help me? Somebody done run off on my gas can. I don't know whatever to do. I'm not even from town. And I can't call the police. I don't know the number. I don't want to get the police involved either. I'm from out of town. And somebody ran off on my gas can. Hello?
Yeah,
I hear loud music. I hear loud music in the background. Oh, you guys got, maybe I can just get some food instead? I'm kind of hungry because I'm traveling cross country, so I was wondering if you just maybe give me a discount on a sandwich. Then we can call it even.
I could added something in the our warmer.
Oh yeah, your warmer. What is it? Is it? What kind of delicacies do you provide?
There is like hot dogs and.
Oh God! Oh Jesus Christ! All right, so what's going down? I think I'll be down there in a few. Can you put some of them hot dogs aside for me?
Yeah, I can do that.
That kind of makes me a little riled up talking about that way.
So, yes, I can do that for you.
Am I making you uneasy at all?
No, not really.
My voice making you a little creeped out a little bit? Because I kind of sense it. I have that sixth sense that some people got. And I can kind of sense it, but that's okay. I creep a lot of people out, and there's probably reasons that I do that I shouldn't talk. But anyway, I've said too much. So, hi, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing just fine.
That's sweet. How late are you guys open down there?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, that's great. So I've pretty much got like an hour to get there?
Right.
Got an hour to get there. You're going to be there all night?
Yes.
How long does it take you to clean up the place after you close?
Usually an hour.
Sweet. That'll work out perfectly. So that's great. You guys sell any of the over-the-counter black beauty pills?
No.
Energy pills or drinks or what do you guys got down there?
Yeah, we have energy drinks here.
So you guys have a pantry? What does that mean?
It's just like there's just different things we've got.
Oh, that's great. You sure seem talkative. That's real nice. I like that a lot. That's really great. That agrees with me. I really like that. Yeah.
So yeah, but I can do that for you if you
that's,
like.
That's great. I'm telling you, I'll be down. I'm not even joking. I'll be down.
Okay.
All right. So you guys close at 11. You'll be off at midnight. That's great. Perfect. Are there any bars around that I can maybe take you to one?
Not here.
That's fine. So how long do we have to drive? What's that beeping? Does that mean? Holy Jesus. Listen, how far is the nearest bar I can take you to? That's fine. Just wherever. Sweet. Okay. Well, I got a pretty decent car, so I figured we'd save on gas. Just navigate for me, and I won't drink. You can drink all you want to. I'll buy you the drinks.
Okay.
You got a really nice Midwestern accent, I think. I don't have the same accent. I'm from a little more south.
All right.
All right, I'll be right down, baby.
All right.
Feeling kind of great. Save me some of them delicacies.
Yes, I could do that.
Wait, that's great. You have anybody else working there with you right now?
No, I don't.
Perfect. That'll work out great. It sounds like it's a perfect night. Sounds like it's a perfect night in this town. Hello?
So I better get going so I can get some stuff done.
That's fine. I mean, I'll just wait. That's fine. I'll be down. I'll just wait and then take care of it from there. That's fine. What
all
do you
right.
like to drink? Hello? What do you like to drink? What's your favorite
just
drink?
About anything.
That's fine. So you drink beers or vodka or whiskey or what do you prefer?
It doesn't matter.
That's cool. Do you party?
A little bit, yes.
That's great. I mean, it's just shaping up to be the perfect night. Shaping up to be the perfect night. I mean, I've never seen a night so perfect in a long time, especially since I've been through Tennessee. And I don't even live there. I just kind of go through there every now and then.
Right.
That's why, that's the last place I stopped at, where the last encounter. But it was a beautiful night then, too. I don't know if it's as perfect as this one, but it was pretty good.
All right.
That's great. That's fine. I mean, are there many policemen in this town?
A few, yes, but not very many.
That's good. That's even more perfect. This just keeps getting better and better. You're saying all the right things. That's sweet. Are you Italian, honey?
No.
Well, that's good. That's actually better. Are you part German?
Yes.
That's perfect. That's great, because I come from the motherland myself through relatives.
Right, so do I.
I'm not even talking about the Jews either. I'm not really worried about them too much. All right, well, fine. I think we've discussed everything we need to discuss, and now just take a plan of action. So I'll be down there a little bit, and I can get maybe directions to the bar ahead of time so I can plan out everything, and maybe I'll just drive it a couple times and just
okay.
make sure I know the way.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? It's a lot easier that way, I think. That'll make things go a lot smoother.
All right.
That's great. Well, I like your voice, and I appreciate you talking to me.
Okay.
I really do. Cool. So I guess that wraps it up for now. But then, you know, about 15 minutes, you'll see me, and then pretty much we'll just go from there.
Okay.
All right.
All
see
right.
you then, darling. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Holy shit. Oh my god, that's fucking crazy.
I didn't know, did you? I don't know if, like, I mean, dude, it seemed like she was, like, half turned on by that shit or something.
Because
that's weird call. I could not make her uncomfortable.
I'll let you know, the consensus, everyone was going crazy about it in the chat room, and half...
Oh, really?
Half the crowd is reporting to me they think she's turned on, they think she's down. The other
Jesus
half,
Christ, she was telling me her favorite drink and her nationality, and I mean, what the fuck?
But the other half, kind of, the other half, she sounded kind of scared sometimes. Almost like she's like,
I
yeah,
know,
I'm here alone.
It was so like, that was like the coolest fucking ever. I'm trying to like act like a serial killer,
yeah.
kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just wanted to be,
yeah, you creep Zolar out and Dr. Lego, which is pretty epic right there in itself.
That's pretty fucking great. I'm glad
yeah.
I creeped you fuckers out.
Yeah, that was pretty, that was good. That was
all right, that was Rec Lude. Rec Lude. I got an announcement to make here. Tuck. Let me bring down that bass a little bit. That's much better. Tuck, you there? Hey, Tuck, what do you think about Eastern Time today? Second show. Second show of the day, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern time.
What do you mean?
I'm going to go out.
You're going to do this again? Eastern time?
I'll tell you tonight, this afternoon, I'm going to go out now. I'm going to get Athena and her staff lunch. As I said, I would pick it up for them. And I'm going to run some errands real quick. And then I'm going to come back. And at 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll start a show again. And we'll do it until 5. I don't know if. I think Syndicate's taken
you're
at that time, but.
Again.
Yeah, we'll do another show.
Cool.
I feel like it. I feel like it. Maybe by then Lonesome Loser will be around and we'll get some numbers. Maybe I'll get an international card and I will do some pranks to the UK, let's say, or something like that. It'll be nice and late at that point. It'll be 8 p.m., 9 p.m. in the UK. Nice afternoon show for them. Well, let's do it. Come on, man. Come on. Let's. What do you think? Come on, guys. Get rally around here.
Like the LA radio guys used to do.
We can do it. We can do live prank calls this afternoon. Let's
yeah,
do
this
it.
This is what they used to do. They used to do the East Coast version for the East Coast.
Right.
Take a couple hours off, write some things, and do the exact same show for the West Coast.
Right. And then after that, you know who's on after that? 4 hours later? Big Zolar, Zolar Vision, Zolar Party Nation on tonight. Yeah, we can maybe do be awesome. We could open for Zolar. I would totally if Syndicate was free, I'd go on until Zolar starts at 9.
Notorious infamous madhouse leading into Zolar Vision.
Yeah, can you imagine an epic 6-hour madhouse show? That'd be something. 3 to 9 p.m. I'd do it, motherfucker. I'd do it. We'd take 2 breaks in it. Mandatory 2 breaks. The union, the Tuck, I mean, you're in a union. You're a union. We have to because of Tuck.
He's I in would the tell my grandchildren if this does happen.
This fucking union that Tuck's in, well, you know, voting all the time. You know how expensive it is for me to hire Tuck to be here on days like this as the number 2 chair? It's very expensive sometimes because Milkman can only call in. Milkman is in the number 2 chair, but he's not talking, so Tuck effectively is acting as number 2 in absentium. For Milkman. So good work, Tuck.
I'm actually a number 4 chair. Technically, I'm a number 4 chair.
Milkman is in the number 2 chair all the time because he shits in his chair.
Number 2 chair a whole heck of a lot.
Milkman's so nasty, he spits on the floor all the time. Like, at his house, it's normal for him to hock a loogie. He'll spit on the floor, on the carpet. It doesn't matter. Doesn't clean it. It's very disgusting. Those Chinese people do that a lot. My dad told me he worked in Massachusetts at a factory or something. He worked in Worcester, Mass. He worked in a factory for about 6 months, and he said there were Chinese people there, and he used to hawk loogies on the floor of the factory floor while people were working. He just spit right on the floor in front of everybody. It was fucking nasty and disgusting. Sick people. They spit a lot, those people. That's how they get, like, you know, stuff can spread that way, like hepatitis and the AIDS, mouth AIDS. Alright, so we'll give it another shot this afternoon, Tuck. If you're up for it, I'll be here. I'm thinking we'll start at 3 or something like that. And maybe go all the way to 9. Probably
Ooh,
not.
I start drinking early, too.
Well, maybe we'll go until maybe we'll go until DJ Butterface. If no one comes on after, you know, 5, we could do it until DJ Butterface comes on. He comes on at 7. I could do that for sure. A 4-hour show might be more understandable. We'll see, right? Let's see. Let's see what happens. If not, then we gotta respect the existing schedules and group of people there. And there's no one in there right now. I'm on there now, but no one's in there telling me who's on it, you know, Friday. I don't know these things. I don't remember. Evil Artie's in there. He doesn't talk. That big fat fuck. Let's call him.
He don't know anyway. He never pays attention.
He's a little bit of a son of a jerk sometimes, Evil Artie is. He made nasty messes over here. Farting into the chairs, man. I'm not kidding. He was actually farting into the chair. I was like, dude, you know what? You're not coming over again. I got his number here somewhere. There's Hollywood's. There's Milkman. The in-laws. My cell phone. Athena's number. The house. The
now
cell
you know
phone.
Why I'm in chair number 4.
Yeah, I gotcha. There we go. This should be him. Come on, piggy.
Yeah, either eating, sleeping, on air, in class, whatever. We'll call back or leave a message. Bye.
To page this person,
whatever.
Yeah, piggy. We all know that you're not in class because you flunked out. Give me a call back when you can. It's your boy Carlito. You know the numbers. And answer the phone when I call you next time.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. Message review.
Yeah, Piggy, we all know that you're not in class because you flunked out. Give me a call back when you can. It's your boy Carlito. You know the numbers. And answer the phone when I call you next time.
If you are satisfied with your message,
that sounds good.
Press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
When cell phones first started, I had Airtel. Was it Airtel? We talked about it once. It took me a long time to remember what was the name of my first cell phone company. But
oh, yeah.
when you leave aerial communications, that's what it was. But when you left a message on the aerial network, if you marked it as urgent, my phone would beep like crazy. It would go beep 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 beep. So my dad had a habit of always doing that as a joke to me when I was at work. One time I didn't have my cell phone on silent. It's before cell phone etiquette was, you know, well known. I mean, we're talking about 1997, 1998. And my he called and left an urgent message, and it's like, beep, 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 beep. I'm in an office. I'm like, dude, Dad, what the fuck? Chill out with it, yeah. That doesn't happen anymore, though. Now it moves it to the top. So I guess we're not going to know what time someone comes on. Who else could we call? Let's call Jonathan. I'm going to go through the Rolodex here. Who can I call? Who can I call?
Hey, Carlito!
Hey, man, it's Carlito!
I'm off and just Clayton, my boss!
Should I call Athena's parents? No. They don't know about this show.
No.
You crazy? Hey, what's going on there, father-in-law? Can I call your dad? He's Greek. He'd be like, hey, Carlos, do not... he's a cool dude, but he's not a bullshitter. He'd be like, he's a very intimidating Greek man. Love the family and everything, but man.
Oh, really? Yeah.
My future father-in-law is one intimidating dude. But a good dude.
Hello?
Hey, Jonathan!
Hey, Carlito, what's up?
Hey, man, we're on the air right now. I wanted to call you, wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Yeah, how's everything? What you doing right now? You at work?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, good, good. How was your Christmas? Did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of good stuff.
Cool, cool. Were you? Was it you that was thinking about getting, like, microphones and stuff like that, like computer equipment, or was that someone else? I think it was someone else, right? That was...
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, did you get, like, a microphone or something?
I'm supposed to pick that stuff up today.
Oh, cool. Awesome, dude. Awesome. See, you should start doing a show on Syndicate or something. It'd be nice. Hey, speaking of which, do you know the schedule on Syndicate? Is Emmy Rose on today? How does... You're friends with her. What do you know about Syndicate on Fridays?
Emmy Rose comes on about 3 o'clock.
Okay. All right. And after her, is it Butterface that goes on?
Yeah, Butterface and Zolar.
Butterface at 7?
Yes.
Is Emmy Rose for sure doing a show today? Because I was thinking about doing a 4-hour show. But I don't. If Emmy's going to be on, I got to respect that, of course. I don't know. Is she in town? Have you heard that she might not be making it because of the holiday or anything like that?
Oh, she'll be making it. She was on yesterday.
Okay, cool. Then she'll be on. All right, so perhaps I'll do a show only on my station from 3 to 7 or something. I don't know. We'll see. Or 3 to 9 might be good. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, I heard what happened last week.
Right.
But I'm glad that you're back.
Yeah, thank you. I want to thank you. Yeah, you were quite worried about it. Yes, you left a voicemail, but things were, like, so touchy-feely at that point that I couldn't, you know, I could only talk to a few people in private and had to stay quiet. But I want to thank you for your support because you were concerned and you did call in a few times and you messaged me and I didn't get the real chance to answer you. It was really hectic, but, yeah, man, everything worked out just fine. It's like nothing happened, to be honest with you.
Did I give you your computers back?
Yeah, I'm on them right now, actually.
That's good.
Got everything back. Everything's working 100%. We didn't lose anything. They didn't search anything. They didn't even touch them. They just had them there in a corner, and they just said, just take the shit. We don't need it. We don't care. You know, this lady's wasting our time kind of thing. So, yeah, everything should be okay. They don't know anything about Madhouse Live or Syndicate Radio or anything like that. They don't know about the show or the podcast or anything. So we're safe. We're okay. I just can't talk about it too much, like what actually happened in the case. Just got to keep it private. But we all know the outcome that nothing happened, and I actually played the calls, but we're taking them off the website.
Okay.
All right. So, hey, man, just thanks. We're just wondering who was on Syndicate today. And maybe if Butterface calls in sick, maybe we'll do a show instead at that time at 7, or maybe we'll join up at 7. We'll see.
All right,
homie. Well, you have a good one and a happy new year if I don't talk to you.
Alrighty.
Alright, see you now.
Alright, bye-bye.
Hey, man, that's Jonathan, everybody. I was giving Jonathan a special holiday call. You gotta love this music. This makes you think of... Yeah, it makes you think of Snoopy where he goes... Yeah, or when they go loo-loo-loo, then they just point up really weird. Like, loo-loo-loo.
Loo-loo-loo. Yeah.
This song should be called
pretty
Lulu.
Weird composition.
Let's call a radio station. No, that station's busy. I was going to make a request for Lulu. You know that song that goes, Lulu. No. You know the Lulu song? There's got to be a station. There's a station in every town that just plays Christmas music. Maybe we'll do that this afternoon. I'm going to write that down and put it on the big board. On the big board! I don't know if that's too obscure. All right, kids. Quiet down over there. Lou, Charlie Brown song. Request. Line. Okay, cool. And it's called Lou. All right, cool. So that's on deck here for when we come back. Putting it on the big board right now. I should have my video working in time also for that show later today. So, you got all that to look forward to. There we go. Push pins work good. Awesome deal. We're wrapping it up for now. We'll be back later tonight, hopefully. This afternoon. Look out.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.